David Sandler realized that it takes more than just non-traditional selling concepts and techniques to make a salesperson successful. He understood that most problems that salespeople encounter are a direct result of what's going on between their ears. The negative self-talk and low self-esteem that keep a salesperson from using the techniques and doing the behavior must be dealt with in a positive manner. On this CD, you will hear how to reprogram past conditioning in order to break through your comfort zone and grow as a sales professional. David Sandler believed in the concept that you can only perform in a manner that is consistent with how you see yourself conceptually.
Breaking through your comfort zone. Who you are is not what you are. Have you ever wondered why some people excel at certain things more than other people? Why is that? Why is it some people appear to be naturals while others struggle? How about in your profession, in your office? Would you say you're a natural, or do you have to work at it? Apart from education, practice, and outside training, there's one human relations rule which you will learn in this lesson that has significant impact on just how well you perform in all areas of your life, not just your profession. The rule is powerful in its simplicity. You can perform your roles only in the manner that is consistent with how you see yourself conceptually. Traditional sales training programs teach a method of selling, hammer it home, and leave it at that, relying on you to practice and apply their techniques on your own. Many salespeople exposed to this type of training find themselves progressing with some success, only to find themselves 3 months to a year down the road, inexplicably back where they were when they began the program. Why? Well, didn't they have the benefit of new ideas? Of course they did. Then what caused this regression? This CD will help you accomplish three things. It will, 1, help you to understand what it is that causes this regression. 2, help you to see how to avoid this setback. And 3, show you how to achieve the level of success you desire. Before we go any further, a Sandler trainer will take you through a very important exercise.
Imagine yourself on a deserted island. The sky is clear, the wind is calm. The sea is smooth. You'll only be on the island for about 15 minutes. Also imagine that you've arrived on this island without roles. Roles such as husband, wife, selling professional, golfer, accountant, or engineer. With this in mind, on a 0 to 10 scale, 0 being low and 10 being high, rate the you that is left. A you without roles. In other words, what is the value you place upon yourself, devoid of all the roles in your life? Pause this recording until you've determined your rating. When Sandler trainers discuss this exercise with participants, people describe their ratings in a range from 0 to 10. Comments heard most often are, "Without my roles, I would be worthless." How could anyone be a 10? Nobody's perfect. My roles make me what I am. I can't separate my roles from whatever is left. You'll get the full meaning of this recording when you discover that there is only one answer to this exercise: the value you place upon yourself, devoid of all the roles in your life, and why that answer is important to your sales career. First, on the island, after you've stripped yourself of all your roles, what you are left with is your self-concept, your self-image, your identity. If you rated yourself anything less than a 10, you were wrong. You only believed you were something less. Your identity, your self-image, has great intrinsic value. Second, you were placed on an island because you are similar to an island. Let me explain. We are all like islands, surrounded by others, yet living in our own individual worlds. Didn't you come into this world alone, without any roles? Can you for a moment detach yourself from your roles and see that you didn't bring them with you, but instead you acquired them along the way?
You've always been you. You became a husband, a wife, a golfer, or an accountant, to name just a few roles. Of course, over the years, as you gathered more and more roles, you also gathered more and more responsibility that accompanied these roles. For example, paying the mortgage on your house, succeeding at your job, and educating your kids. You spent so much of your time and energy just trying to keep your head above water in order to support these roles that there was little time left over to think about your identity. Can you begin to see why it might be extremely difficult to not only separate your identity from your roles, but also to even grasp the fact that you're made up of two distinct elements, your identity and your roles? Maybe another reason for this difficulty was that from the time you were born, your mother and father, with the best of intentions, began to parent you by telling you success in life is achieved by jumping a bar, and success is maintained by continually raising that bar. You were taught to believe that success is an external thing. Spending time on internal success, good feelings about you, is a waste of time and energy. And what society thinks of you is more important than what you think of yourself. As a child, success was characterized by statements such as, do well in school, play nicely with your friends, be good at sports, and get a good job when you grow up. The list is endless. Your parents probably spent very little time on, we love you because you're you. It's okay to like yourself. Don't measure yourself by others. During your school years, there was no room on your report card for identity achievement, but there was always plenty of room for role achievement. Can you remember ever hearing, he doesn't do well with numbers, and he's having a little difficulty with reading, and his penmanship could be improved upon, but be happy, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Your little Jimmy has a healthy self-concept. Most report cards ended right before the but. In other words, much of your growing up time consisted of jumping a series of bars to prove you had worth. When you made a successful leap, you were made to believe you were worth more. And when you failed, you got the message you were worth less. Not as a role performer, as should have been the case, but as a human being. As time went on, you mistakenly accepted role failure as identity or I failure. You were not told that role failure, or role success for that matter, should have no effect on your self-image. You were an I-10 when you started life, and role success or failure was only a measure of how well you were doing in your acquired roles. Role success in no way measures your worth as a human being. Do you see how you have both an identity and a role? David Sandler referred to this as your I side and your R side.